Hey, fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, on this one, we're going to go back to Monday, October 7th of 2002. It's a division series, the Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Boy, what a game this is going to be, and very exciting. This series is tied 2-2. The Giants won Game 4 at home, 8-3, behind LeVon Hernandez over Tom Glavine. So Game 5 is in Atlanta. It's Russ Ortiz on the mound. Now, he won Game 1, 8-5, and he's going to be opposed by right-hander Kevin Millwood, who won Game 2, 7-3. So those are the matchups here for this fifth game in Atlanta. Now, the Giants are a wild-card team. Arizona ends up winning the West. The Giants are a wild-card team. Atlanta was 101-59, so they had the best record, and the Cardinals were 97-65, and they ended up knocking out Arizona. But this is Game 5. It's in Atlanta, 45,203 there. A very, very exciting time for the San Francisco Giants as they try to march towards the World Series for the first time since 1989. Now, in September, they were 18-7, put on a great rush to get the wild card, and they ended 2002 with an eight-game winning streak, and they actually had won 10 out of 11. So the team is playing well. It's Atlanta. It's Game 5, and here we go. For the Giants, it's Lofton, Aurelia, Kent, Bonds, Santiago, Snow, Sanders, David Bell, and Russ Ortiz. For the Braves, a very good team. For Cal, Franco, Sheffield, Chipper Jones, Andrew Jones, Lopez, Castilla, Lockhart, and Kevin Millwood. That is the lineup for the Atlanta Braves, of course, with the Hall of Famer Chipper Jones right there in the number four spot. All right, here's how it gets going. In the Giants' second, Barry Bonds gets a base hit, goes to second on a ground out by Santiago. Snow strikes out. Sanders a base hit. Giants are up now 1-0. Wild pitch to second, but David Bell flies out. We now move to the Atlanta first. Two walks. Russ Ortiz, you know the way he pitched, but he gets Andrew Jones on a fly ball to right to get out of that inning. So the Giants have that 1-0 lead. Now, in the Giants' fourth, Bonds hits a home run. It's his third of the series. They go up 2-0.
See what Millwood throws him, 3-2. They're setting up away. Here's the pitch. Bonds hammers one into left center field. This one is a big ride. It is out of here. Left center field, Barry Bonds, and the Giants lead 2-0.
In the Atlanta fourth, the first two hits off of Ortiz, but Castilla, a force play to third, and that ends that inning. We now go to the Atlanta fifth. Still always trouble for Russ Ortiz. David Bell makes an error, wild pitch, and a couple of walks. The bases are loaded, but he comes through once again and gets Chipper Jones on a fielder's choice. Aurelia to Kent.
So now we continue. Big moment in this game. Fifth inning, three men on, two men out. The 2-2 pitch. Chipper swings, rolls one to short, and a bad hop. Aurelia somehow comes up with it, races to the bank for the putout, and the side is retired.
We go to the sixth now. Giants are up 2-0. Braves put three hits together. Mark DeRosa, remember him? Gets the base hit, makes it 2-1, and now Ortiz is gone. Russ Ortiz is gone as he does a nice job. He goes 5 1/3, four hits, a run, four walks, five strikeouts. Fultz and Rodriguez come in to end the sixth. All right, it's 2-1. Giants seventh, Snow a double and two walks. Lofton a sacrifice fly, winning baseball. That's what you got to do. And the Giants go up 3-1. We go to the Atlanta ninth. Now, Rob Nen is in. Rob Nen has already gotten a save in the series. And he starts it off with Furcal, a ground ball down to second. It's an error. Steals second. Franco, a base hit. It's first and third. This is a 3-1 game. He gets Sheffield on a strikeout. And this is one that Professor Ron Wotus has told us about before. He still remembers it. Chipper Jones hits a shot to first. Snow steps on the bag, goes to short. And the double play is turned. And the Giants win the series 3-2. And win the game.
The pitch. and his slider. Right to Snow at first. He grabs it for the out. Now he's got Franco on a rundown. He throws to Aurelia. He tags him out before Forcal scores. Forcal just jogged down the line. He would have counted had he scored. It matters not to the ultimate outcome, though. The Giants, one way or the other, win this game. A ground ball right to Snow. He caught it with his foot in the bag. Then they got Franco in the rundown. Aurelia tagged him out. And the Giants have defeated the Atlanta Braves. They are headed to St. Louis.
Amazing, an amazing game. 3-1 over the Braves. 3-6-2 for the Giants. 1-7-2 for Atlanta. 3 hours and 47 minutes to play a 3-1 game in the playoffs. How do you like that? But it's very exciting. It was just the beginning of what 2002 and the postseason was going to look like. Giants then saw the Cardinals.
Bell, the possible winning run at second base. Here's the pitch. Lofton swings. Line right base hit right field. Here comes Bell. Rounding third. Heading home. Here comes the throw. And it's
outside.
And the Giants have won the pennant. The Giants are the champions of the National League. And they come pouring out of the dugout. Kenny Lofton, the man they love to hate in St. Louis, knocks in the winning run and knocks a stake through the heart of the Cardinals.
And of course, we know what happened eventually against the Angels in 2002. But this one goes down in the record books. Russ Ortiz got that ball in Game 5. He was a big star for the Giants. Good bullpen. Rob Nen ended it. Bonds had a home run. And JT Snow made the great play at the end to win the game for the Giants. So, fans, this is one for the record books as that October 7th day, Monday, 2002, comes to a close. The Giants win the division series 3-2 and get ready for the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.